Welcome to episode 81 on my journey with Wu Bin. Hi everyone, how have you been? This year has been pretty turbulent for me, with lots of shakeups to drastically change the world I live in. This is the result of all my choices made since last year to take back all my powers and create the life I desire. No more talking. No more what ifs or should be's. No more daydreaming coupled with inaction. As with most changes that force me out of my comfort zone, the initial hurdle was the toughest. It was worsened by the fact that my mind likes to conjure up worst-case scenarios of being jobless, saddled with loans, stuck with a burden that I later regret. Should I take a leap of faith and bear the associated risks? Or should I stay with the tried and tested and continue to feel miserable, stuck, and disempowered each day? Looking back, I had to thank the COVID experience for driving me to kickstart all these changes that were sitting on my mind's back burner for the longest time. Stop thinking, start doing. It started with my change of jobs from a full-time to freelance basis, followed by my change of home from living with my parents to staying on my own, and finally to my adoption of a Korean Jindo mix rescue dog, Wu Bin. After overcoming the first hurdle, it created a domino effect and made subsequent changes appear far less intimidating to my mind. Before I knew it, time has flown by, and I am here to share my story. Today, I would like to share my story with my Korean Jindo mix rescue dog, Wu Bin. Prior to adopting him, I never had a close relationship with the animal kingdom. While I don't dislike most animals, I was pretty neutral towards them. It was as if there was a great divide between me and them. I couldn't really understand how people could form a deep, loving relationship with their pets, be it dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters, birds, and many more, to the extent of seeing them as part of the family. Since young, I wasn't close to dogs. I still remember that I was chased across a 3- or 4-lane road by an overly friendly dog who was persistently trying to lick my mom, sister, and me. We were screaming as we dashed across the road, which motivated the dog to give chase to us. It felt like a close shave. My leg could have been bitten or chewed off by the dog if I hadn't run as fast. Perhaps due to this childhood memory, I always kept a safe distance from dogs that I come into contact with. I would never attempt to pet or touch them or interact much with them. Usually, I would sit at a safe distance and observe them from afar. I couldn't really feel much love towards dogs, if at all. Interestingly, after I returned from my meditation retreat to Bhutan, I came back with a newfound love of dogs. The dogs in Bhutan held such gentle, loving, pure and innocent energies that I end up falling in love with them. It was the first time I even fed a treat to a stray dog, who gratefully accepted it with so much grace, peace, and love. There was no barking, struggling, dominance, or fear. Everywhere I went, the dogs were lazing around, enjoying their quiet time napping or doing their own things. It made me realize that not all dogs are scary. After I returned to Singapore, I started browsing the websites of local dog shelters. Initially, it was just to satisfy my curiosity of how a rescue dog looks and feels like in Singapore. As I read the write-up of each rescue dog, their name, gender, age, and personality, I started compiling my own list of favorites. And I started wondering if I would ever adopt one of them and give them a new lease of life they deserve. After several months of browsing these websites, I finally found the motivation to apply to two local dog shelters. I was even planning in my mind how I needed to adjust my lifestyle in order to accommodate to my potential dog's needs and how to tackle each worst-case scenario. During this period, a colleague made an impromptu decision to own a beautiful puppy over a weekend, as he was the smallest and the last in the litter. At that moment, I felt that it was a sign. The universe even brought me a person who was about to journey through the experience as a first-time dog owner or parent. Unfortunately or fortunately, things didn't unfold as planned. My application to the first local dog shelter was hastily rejected by a lengthy email that felt presumptuous, abrasive, and downright rude. Essentially, I had ticked off their list of reasons to reject a potential adopter, such as staying alone, holding a full-time job, having to work in office on certain days, not living in a landed property, managing without a helper or family member. It didn't help that my limited understanding of dogs led to less than ideal answers provided by me, such as stating that the dog would sleep in the balcony, which I would be most willing to change if needed. I was taken aback by the strongly worded rejection email. There was no room for discussion, negotiation, or appeal. After I was scarred by the first local dog shelter, I went deeper within to heal the wounds that were triggered as a result of this experience, as well as to explore with my Akashic Masters if all is lost and gone. Was I not good enough or not meant to adopt a dog? Could I be a responsible parent to give the rescue dog the best life it truly deserves? How could I deal with each issue identified by the local dog shelter? At the advice of my Akashic Masters, I stopped browsing through the websites of these local dog shelters. Instead, I took time to understand why I wanted to adopt a dog and whether I was committed for the long term. I also went through several rounds of clearing to make peace with the earlier rejection. A few days later, I chanced upon a Facebook advertisement by Paws for Cause, a Singapore organization that assists to rehome rescue dogs from South Korea who were stray, abandoned, or in the dog meat trade. Potential adopters would have to pay for all costs associated with rehoming the rescue dogs from South Korea to Singapore, including the cost of air tickets, vaccination, quarantine, etc. Initially, I was a little skeptical at the authenticity of this local organization. I wasn't sure if it was a legitimate rescue group, or perhaps could it be a scam? Out of curiosity, I browsed through the listing of rescue dogs in South Korea that were available for adoption. At the top of the list, Woobin's name and face were there. He was due for euthanasia, and there was a 20% discount for his adoption fees, sponsored by a kind donor. I was immediately drawn to his soulful and innocent eyes, as I thought to myself, he doesn't deserve to die. Instinctively, I filled up an online form at the bottom of the website and provided my contact details. For the next few days, I did my own checks to verify the authenticity of this local organization, be it by carefully reading those success stories shared, tracking down the Instagram pages of Korean dogs adopted from this organization, and taking time to feel into the truth of the information received. After a while, I was quietly convinced that everything shared was truthful, and this was indeed a legitimate organization. One day, a lady from the organization contacted me and arranged for a virtual call. After the first scarred experience, I was almost prepared to be cross-examined by her on my eligibility to adopt a dog. During the call, I felt such good vibes emanating from her. Susie was the lady managing this organization on a voluntary basis and assisting with all rehoming applications of rescue dogs. She was patient and frank in clarifying my misconceptions, clearing any doubts, and assuring me that Woobin was a good fit for me. At that moment, I remembered this feeling of being in alignment. Things flow with ease and grace. I didn't have to argue with anyone or to defend myself. All I need to do is to trust and receive. Suffice to say, the stars were aligned to pave the way for Woobin to be successfully rehomed in Singapore. Thinking back, it was quite an experience for Wu Bin as well. Having to leave the country where he grew up in and to join me in a foreign country which looks, smells and feels very different. When Wu Bin first joined me at my new home, he was very fearful of almost everything, such as thunderstorms, vehicles, loud noises, humans, leash, thatch, and many more. It was so difficult to get him to open up to me, let alone anybody else. It felt as if his personality was very different from what was described on the website, where he seemed like a friendly dog towards humans and other dogs. What happened? When I was struggling to understand Wu Bin, I remembered the advice from a fellow Poran cum colleague who had kindly created a WhatsApp group to assist my other colleague and me as first-time Porans. No dog is perfect, but the dog becomes perfect with your love and patience. After 2 months of caring for Wu Bin, I could finally understand the truth in her words. Perfection is a delusion of the mind. We are often imprisoning ourselves by striving for the elusive perfection that never exists and can hardly be satisfied. But as we cultivate the love and patience towards other beings, it softens our perspectives to be able to hold space for and witness the beauty within each of them, and thereby reach the heartfelt realization that they are infinitely beautiful, divine, and perfect right where they are. When we can truly hold the sacred space of non-judgment towards our dog, they will flourish one day and transform into a higher version of themselves. The same goes for any other person or animal that we care for. Every day, it feels as if Wu Bin is a walking miracle of this amazing transformation. As of today, he feels like a totally different dog from when he first joined me. His fears have greatly reduced in intensity. He's now much more neutral towards thunderstorms, vehicles, loud noises, humans, leash, and touch. Of course, this remains an ongoing commitment and work in progress for both of us. But right where he is, it is perfect in my eyes. On this journey of caring for Wu Bin, my special and heartfelt thanks to all the kindness extended by everyone around us, from Susie, his trainer, homeopathy doctor, colleagues, staff at his daycare facility, my family members, fellow Porans, and many more. We wouldn't have managed all of this so quickly alone. Thank you, as always, to the Akashic Masters and guides, who never once lost their faith and belief in me, that I have what it takes to care for Wu Bin. Even through the darkest times, when his fears seemed insurmountable, They gave me a higher perspective to these issues, thereby allowing me to see them in context and keeping me going. I could always trust and count on them anytime, any day. Thank you for being this strong pillar of support in my life, my dear unseen friends. It is through your unwavering belief in me that I take this responsibility seriously to commit to my daily practice and to hold space for every person's healing and growth. May I continue to strive my very best to practice non-judgment everywhere I go, with every person I meet. Much love and blessings to all, Asha and Akashic Masters. Join us in the 8th series of the Akashic Records Meditation, co-creating with the Akashic Masters and guides, mainly from the 5th dimension and above. Akashic Records Meditation, living in inner and outer alignment. It is an online event where you can register via the Eventbrite link. It is held on 28 October 2023 at 9 a.m. Singapore or Malaysia time. We look forward to meeting you in person, online, or via our recording. Blessed be.